Labor Department officials said today they will draw up new regulations to address repetitive stress injuries. A growing number of workers in a variety of industries say they suffer from severe pain caused by jobs that require repeated high-speed motions of one kind or another. The problem is especially prevalent among workers who use computers for many hours each day. Last week, a jury decided to award $6 million to three women who say they were injured by using a computer keyboard made by Digital Equipment Corporation. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The trial involved two secretaries and a clerk who claimed to suffer wrist and hand injuries from typing on computers. The most severely injured was Patricia Garassi, a 50-year-old former secretary at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. In their lawsuits, the women claimed that Digital had implemented a program to protect its own employees from repetitive stress injuries, or RSI, but had failed to do the same thing for its customers. Peg Seminario is director of health and safety for the AFL-CIO.
It's a very important verdict because the jury has found that this is a work-related problem, that manufacturers have a responsibility to warn people about. To date, that hasn't happened.
The verdict was a significant milestone in RSI litigation. To date, more than 2,000 lawsuits have reportedly been filed against manufacturers of computers and other equipment. No more than 20 have gone to court, and until now, none was successful. Michael Goff is managing editor of CDT News, a newsletter that covers the issue.
Generally, what happens is that the jury and/or the judge has been unable to find a concrete link between the action of typing on a keyboard and the contraction of a repetitive stress injury like carpal tunnel syndrome, that there's no clear-cut objective scientific evidence that makes the connection between the two.
Goff says in some cases the defendant's lawyers have managed to demonstrate that the plaintiff had a hobby such as knitting or bowling that involved repeated movements, raising doubts in jurors' minds about just what had caused the plaintiff's problems. Last week's verdict in Brooklyn was not the first time a lawsuit was won by a repetitive stress victim, but it was the first successful suit against a computer keyboard manufacturer. Goff says whether the verdict was anything more than an aberration is unclear. In fact, Digital officials promised to appeal last week's verdict and expressed confidence they will prevail. In recent years, computer makers and other business leaders have repeatedly insisted that repetitive stress injuries are a little understood phenomenon, and so they say it's unfair to have taken the issue into the courts so soon. Al Lundin is with the National Coalition on Ergonomics, which represents businesses.
Whether it's a court or it's the government or whomever it might be, any action from them is virtually premature without some kind of solid backing from the medical experts that say, if you do this, you can improve the health and safety of workers.
Nevertheless, activists on both sides agree that last week's verdict is likely to give a psychological boost to the plaintiffs and could well spur a new round of lawsuits. It also could breathe new life into the federal government's efforts to draw up standards dictating how employers must respond to RSI complaints. The Labor Department attempted to prepare such standards last year, but was circumvented by Congress. Outgoing Labor Secretary Robert Reich said today that the department would try to take up the matter again soon. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.